Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us for his weekly visit, as he does every Wednesday, our Penguins insider Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, or usually every Thursday. I don't know. I have no idea what day it is, let alone what day we usually have Jason on. I just know we have him on, and we talk hockey with him, Jason of the Post-Gazette. Hi, Jason. I'm glad we were able to fit you in amongst Jim's plaintive wails for turkey.
Yeah, I feel like if the turkey train comes heading into the station, Colony's just going to hang up the phone and...
He'll be gone.
I don't know. We may be done because he's going to be out the door talking turkey.
No, there'll be other people who beat me to the turkey train. I can tell you that.
Jason on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. All right, let's start with this. Everything that's gone on over the last 3.5 weeks, just 4 points in 10 games, just one victory. Is it ridiculous, patently ridiculous, to think that despite this being the NHL, where head coaches are dropped like yesterday's old news all the time, that analogy made no sense, I'm sorry, that Mike Sullivan could be in trouble?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I understand why people think it because of what we've seen with other coaches, but I can speak to the relationship between Jim Rutherford and Mike Sullivan. I can speak to having several conversations about this with Jim. I mean, I would never say never with Jim because, you know, who knows? I can't say I know Ron Burkle well. He might walk into work tomorrow and say, I want him gone, and that's Jim's boss. But I just don't think any of it's terribly likely. You know, Rutherford has so much admiration for Sullivan. He does not view Sullivan as even close to the problem here. He views him as mostly the solution. I think they look at this team and think it could be a heck of a lot worse if it wasn't for Mike Sullivan. So as far as his job security, it's fine. He's not going anywhere. You know, is there the possibility that this year could kind of be a one-off and they need to use it to reset for the latter parts of the Crosby-Malkin window? Yeah, I think that's realistic. But pinning it on Sullivan, saying he's in trouble, no, I'm not ready to go there.
How does the GM feel about the job that he himself is doing?
I don't know if Penguins fans are going to want to hear this, but I you know, we've had several conversations about this stuff, and he's not walking anything back. He's very happy with the way Jack Johnson has played. He's very happy with what Matt Cullen has brought. He feels like they have, you know, they should have theoretically a lot of depth and balance. Guys aren't performing right now. They're hit hard because of injuries, but, you know, I don't think Jim's sitting there questioning what he's done.
Is there any chance that, given the fact that Justin Schultz won't be back anytime soon, that part of what Rutherford has explored and talking shop with other GMs would include the acquisition of another defenseman?
Yeah, that is something that Jim has been knocking on doors about, you know, or had been, I should say. And my 20 thoughts yesterday, I wrote that his trade strategy is kind of, you know, the eagerness to do it has kind of died down. I think part of that, as I wrote about, is out of necessity, just what they're trying to shop. But I know when Jim was trying to do something, that's one of the needs that I heard that he was trying to address as a defenseman and somebody who's a bit more of a puck mover than they have now. Preferably somebody who can play the right side. And, Chris, I do think that's a significant weakness with this team. Justin Schultz has been a huge part of what they've done, part of why people question, you know, are these guys still fast? Can they still play a speed game? They're not getting out of their end quick enough, and Schultz was good at that. And so I do think that Rutherford's going to keep his ear to the ground and try to address that if he can. I don't know if he will, because prices on that stuff tend to be sky high, and I don't know if they have the assets to make it happen, but I do think that's something he's going to continue to at least try to do.
You know, Jason, the thing that surprised me, the aspect of the Carl Hagelin trade that surprised me, was that they did not use Hagelin to get a defenseman. I thought that that would have been, you know, I can understand the move that they made and salary for salary, position for position, and all guys are not scoring for a guy who's not scoring. But to me, it's like I always considered Haglund a part of, you know, just a key piece of what's right about the Penguins, and I would have thought that he would have used him to try to shore up the defense.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Jim. I was a little bit surprised by that too, but I think we need to keep in mind what the acquisition prices are. You know, a lot of teams right now still think they're in it and they're not willing to give away, you know, if they have a defenseman who fits what we're talking about, they're not willing to give him away one for one with Carl Haglund. That deal's just not there to be made, and it's not like the Penguins can throw in, you know, a couple high-level prospects that they're willing to part with. I don't think that deal ever came across Rutherford's desk for him to, you know, turn down.
What do you make of Matt Murray's confidence right now? I know there were a bunch of us in a little scrum yesterday, and it's a strange situation for somebody who's had so much success and then had to deal with adversity last year, and this year obviously has not started well. And I, you know him as well as anybody who covers that. In fact, better than anybody who covers the team. What do you make of his of the status of his confidence right now?
That was a rough one, wasn't it, Jim?
It was weird. I got a weird vibe in that whole thing.
I don't know if I would say that I got a weird vibe. I got a little bit of cockiness from Murray. I thought he was a little bit arrogant in that, and I don't say that in a bad way.
Right.
I say that he needs to be arrogant. I think for far too often this season he hasn't been arrogant enough. And I think when he's playing his best, he is a little bit of a, you know what, and I think just different guys channel different things, and good for him. I don't have any problem with it. It was, from a print reporter's perspective, boy, was that a useless scrum with a bunch of, like, stop the puck and next shot and the boring stuff. But whatever. I actually think mentally he's in a pretty good place right now.
Is it more defiance, Jason, that he feels like perhaps he's been pushed aside somewhat and maybe in his mind needlessly so? Because, you know, everybody agrees that he's got to get back on track somehow.
Yeah, I think what's going on with him, I think defiance is part of it. I also think, I don't want to say annoyance, but like I think he's tired of the jockeying in and out. I think his teammates are growing tired of the jockeying in and out. I think there's sort of an understanding that if this team's going to go anywhere, it's going to have to be with Murray. And if he stinks, like you need to find out that he stinks, but you need to allow him the opportunity to show that he stinks or show that he doesn't stink. And so, you know, I think Murray wants to be playing more than he is. I think he's probably a little bit hacked off by it, but I think he also understands the results. And so I think that's a little bit of what we saw and heard yesterday is, you know, he's eager to get back in there. He's eager to actually play well and show the coach that he deserves to get on a little bit of a roll here and to stay in the net.
You know what, I think it might be a little bit out of character, and maybe stuff like this happens because we're limited to, you know, we don't see these guys only, but what, for a half hour, 15 minutes, whatever it is, in the locker room, and then they're gone. If he just would walk down the hallway on his skates and knock on Sullivan's door and say, hey, look, I want to play. You want to win a game, put me back in there, and I'll win a game for you.
He absolutely could do that. I don't know that he hasn't, to be honest with you, and I, of all the guys in that room to do something like that, I wouldn't put it past them. I really wouldn't, and I don't think he would be out of turn if he knocks on the door and says, put me in. Dude's won 2 Stanley Cups. I mean, he's played some really high-level hockey. I understand what's happened this season, but I feel like he's earned that right, and, you know, I think Sullivan grasps the situation, too. I think he understands that, you know, this team isn't going to go on a deep playoff run with Casey DeSmith. I'm sorry. I like Casey. I know he's a UNH guy, Jim. I don't mean to speak out of turn. But
that's okay. You know what else? The situation also is set up here where, I mean, Murray's going to have to play because you got a game tonight, and then you got the day off. You got a game in Boston Friday and then back here on Saturday. So you would think, or maybe not, I don't know. I mean, if Murray were to play decently tonight, play well on Friday and play him back-to-back, I don't know. But, you know, in other words, the situation's there where there's a situation with back-to-backs for two goalies to play.
Yeah, and you knew you were going to need two guys. And I feel like I'm taking some shots at Casey DeSmith, and I don't mean it to come off that way. It's just, you know, Murray is your franchise guy. You've let Marc-Andre Fleury walk because you want to keep Murray. And so there's back-to-backs coming up. That's something that's easy to forget about. They haven't had one thus far, and they're going to start to pick up in short order starting this weekend. So if Murray gets on a roll, absolutely, you stick with him. And if you're worrying about, like, when to get Matt Murray rest, boy, is that a different thing than what we're talking about right now.
Penguins insider Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So if we're going to look at it, Jason, as, okay, Jim Rutherford's not going to pull off another deal of much consequence anytime soon because it's hard to make those deals. If we're looking at it as they're going to go with the core pieces that they have in place and Matt Murray's going to be the goalie and all that, and we look at it as Mike Sullivan's going nowhere, the one thing that you can change as far as what's not worked over the past 10 games is system, or tweak it somewhat. And Mike Sullivan, since I brought up the word defiance earlier, was somewhat defiant yesterday when being asked about his team's speed relative to the rest of the league. How do they look at their position compared to other teams when it comes to playing the style of play that Sullivan prefers to play?
Yeah, Chris, I think there's, I don't want to say a misconception, but maybe not a complete understanding among the fan base of like what constitutes playing a speed game. Yes, Carl Hagelin was a tremendous skater, but that's not all that goes into playing a speed game. And no, the Penguins haven't looked as fast as they have in previous years, but it's not because they can't skate. It's not because they have incapable people. The rest of the league has caught up speed-wise. The rest of the league is also doing some different things tactically in terms of, like, you know, pinching more aggressively along the walls. And the Penguins, you saw it in the other game. I think it was the Sabres game. They're continually trying to make passes up the wall, which they've done previously under Sullivan, and they're going nowhere, and they're not gaining any traction. So that's what Sullivan did at practice yesterday, was tweaking that. You could actually hear him. You know, normally at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, we don't hear a lot just because of the way the building's built, but you can hear him screaming, every team has somebody pinching up here. And, you know, he's putting people in different places and trying to, you know, just tweak their breakouts a little bit. And that's something that they think they can do to get faster or to play more to what they think is their identity. And yeah, Sullivan gets prickly about it. I brought it up to Chris Letang the other day. He got prickly about it. Rutherford did when I was on the phone with him on, I think it was Sunday afternoon. I mean, it's, I don't know what the equivalent would be to like somebody else's business, but I mean, it's almost like you're taking a direct shot at who they are. And I do believe them. You know, Sidney Crosby didn't suddenly get slow in this amount of time. Evgeny Malkin didn't suddenly get slow. Phil Kessel didn't suddenly get slow. If anything, their stars have been really, really good. It's just they're not executing what they're supposed to be executing.
Just a maintenance day yesterday for Gino. We get Sid back tonight?
Yep. Yep. That's right. As I understood it, the plan was sort of casually to bring it, like the soft return, I guess we'll call it that, was the weekend. But he's made more progress than they sort of expected him to, and he feels really good. So as I understand it, it's, you know, the intent is to play him tonight. We'll see how it goes at the skate.
We'll see who's in between the pipes. We would expect Matt Murray as well. Jason, thanks so much for the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it.
Yes.
All right, Jason, see
our
you.
Pens insider Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. Good stuff from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.